I told you as the show started that there was some breaking news out of the parliamentary inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane. The Section 194 committee has rejected Mkhwebane's application for the evidence leader's removal. So she had applied for them to be removed. There was quite a bit of debate about this. Her lawyer, Dalian Porfu, said that the witnesses shouldn't testify today because first they had to deal with this application that was lodged, and there was deliberation on that. So we heard from various parties, one of whom was the DA MP, Mimi Gondwe. Have a listen.
Listen, it concerns me that time and again, as a committee, we are being requested by Advocate Mkhwebane and her legal team to shift or divert our focus from the mandate of this committee and the business of this committee and focus on applications that really, in my opinion, have no bearing or relevance to the mandate of this committee. And these applications, Chairperson, are in essence repeated and concerted efforts or attempts to stall and delay the committee from concluding its work before October next year. We have to tell it like it is. Chairperson, this application, much like preceding applications, is another veiled attempt to stall or delay the committee from reaching its conclusion and holding Advocate Mkhwebane accountable. And we must not let this application and any other subsequent application that will be brought, because I have a feeling this is not the first time and it's not the last time. In fact, we all know this isn't the first time, but it's definitely not the last time. And it brings it to a total of 6 applications. If we include the walkout that, in my opinion, was staged, and we still have no explanation as to what happened on that day.
The DA MP, Mimi Gondwe, this is straight out of the Stalingrad playbook. It's exactly what we're seeing every time. It is interlocutory applications. It is all sorts of roadblocks thrown up to try and stop the actual impeachment inquiry from going ahead. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, on that story for us. And Lindsay, so we have a decision here. The application for the evidence leaders to be removed, that has been decided against Busisiwe Mkhwebane.
Yes, good afternoon, Mandy, and the Public Protection and Legal team have just re-entered the venue following those deliberations, which have taken up most of the morning to obviously indicate how unhappy they are about this application and the way in which it has been treated by the MPs who, as you've heard there in that clip from the DA's Mimi Gondwe and others, patience is wearing rather thin by these repeated applications and being viewed by the committee, largely with the exception of the EFF and the UDM, these are just attempts to stop the public protector from bringing her side of the story before her term ends. And in fact, the ANC's Bekizwe Nkosi summed it up quite well. And he said, one would have thought she would have grabbed this opportunity. It is finally her turn after 4 months to put her side of the story. Yet we are not getting to that point. And we hear that there hasn't been enough time to prep this first witness who we expect to imminently take the hot seat.
It's just bizarre. The fact that, as you say, you would think she'd want her side to come out, her witnesses to take the stand, and yet they're trying to delay the whole process and potentially start it all over again. So we were expecting this first witness to be a complainant in the matter against the National Arts Council. Mkhwebane, of course, found in favor of the National Arts Council. What's actually going to happen today?
Well, it's anyone's guess, Mandy. In actual fact, the Public Protector found in favour of this complainant, rather, not the Arts Council. It was a matter
of complaint
about the Arts Council. So we have been hearing consistently since yesterday that there hasn't been enough time to prepare this witness, and then we heard that there were delays in getting him to Cape Town. And we heard from one or two of the MPs again today saying, well, we would have thought you would have had plenty of time to prep this witness and not wait until he gets to Cape Town. But Mandy, we shouldn't also lose sight of the fact, the arguments that have been advanced as part of this recusal or removal application, even though, at the end of the day, they all have been dismissed, because the arguments are quite serious and the allegations that are being made about the evidence leaders and their professionalism also very serious, and also the barbs we've seen thrown at Parliament's legal team, also, you know, quite vexatious and really impugning on their dignity, the legal advice really given to this committee today to say that anybody really who does business with the state can expect to have the figures interrogated by Parliament. That's right. His job. And by doing that, it doesn't necessarily assert that they have done anything wrong or that they were corrupt in doing business with the state. But there is this real, they've got to be prepared for the fact that that's the whole point of Parliament, to interrogate exactly how public funds are being spent, and so too the funds and how the public protector spends the money of that office.
Lindsay, thank you. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter. All of this, of course, is costing us, the taxpayer, an absolute fortune. Millions and millions in legal fees going to Busisiwe Mkhwebane's lawyers. She, of course, she has a right to defend herself, but all of these applications are ensuring that the committee is not getting its work done.